Hey everyone, it's Candace here. Thanks for tuning into this Coffee with Candace moment. And I'm here with a special guest, my mom, Coach Arnetta Velez. She's awesome. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mom and she's like beside me, but no, she's actually very awesome. She's a life coach. She's been doing big things when it comes to mentoring from students to adults that are transitioning, you know, in terms of changing careers. And so much more. So I wanted to take the opportunity to create a new segment with my mom, where we act as a dynamic duo that we already are, to discuss, you know, topics of everything that's going on, whether it be about mindfulness or meditation or the workforce or anything of that nature. So let me just take a moment to do an intro to my mom that I've already introduced. Hey, welcome.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that intro. As she said, my name is Arnetta Velez, and I am a life coach. In the beginning of my training, I started out trying to get some idea of the universal laws, and I think that was kind of groundbreaking for me in coaching because it gave me an understanding of how our life is shaped through our actions, our words, our thoughts, our visions. And then moving into narrative coaching and now aromatherapy, and just helping people in different areas of transitioning and transformation. As Candace stated, I have worked with women that are considering a small business or that are small business owners but are having issues with habits and hangups, old beliefs that they no longer need to hold on to, things that we've all grew up on, you know, and just trying to figure out how that still fits into the program.
Like when people are like, you're too old to change your career.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, that ship has passed or sailed.
But you're just a mom.
Right.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, even like in which I don't work in this area of love, but, you know, even people, women that I know that are in my age group that are like, oh, I'm just too old to put myself out there. Well, why? I don't know men that sit up there and say, I'm too old to put myself out there.
Most of them be like, let me get a tenderoni. They know damn well it's out of their league, but it's not going to stop them from trying.
Exactly.
Which actually, it makes me think of people when they apply to jobs. Because statistically, they say that between men and women, women oftentimes will try and check off every single box before they apply for a job. Men are going to be like, it says you can read, and that's all they're going to see, and they're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
No difference in that dating scenario.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's a lot of codependency tied into that, you know, and that's one area, too, that I find myself working with women on the foundation of it, you know, of coaching. The foundation of it is coming in for me. The foundation of my coaching started out, and a lot of it still is based around codependency and unforgiveness, shame, doubt, fear. And now it's really grown into the words that we use. How are we using our words? What are we saying? What story is constantly playing in our minds? And why are we not reprogramming it? You know, a lot of people don't know that just like you have to update your phone, update your computer, you also have to update your mindset.
Yeah. Or else you end up with a fixed mindset, right?
You end up with a fixed mindset.
Now what? I know what a fixed mindset is, but for listeners, what's a fixed mindset?
Just when you're stuck on an idea or a belief and you won't move from that, you know. I think we kind of threw out some examples before, but a fixed mindset is someone that just, they don't allow themselves to... expand on an idea outside of their own concept of something.
Think of those people that are just like, well, that's how my daddy did it, and my granddaddy did it, and my great granddaddy did it. It's fixed.
Right.
There's no seeing the other side of something, because it's not all you know, it's all you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You create like your own like limiting beliefs.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And, you know, when you were saying it, it made me think about some of the beliefs that I grew up with and how those beliefs become stories. Like, I always go back to thinking about when I was a little girl and I used to wash dishes and get myself all wet. And my mom used to say, "Ooh, girl, you're going to grow up to marry an alcoholic." And so even though I would say, no, I'm not. In the back of my mind, my subconscious mind was like, noted.
Mm-hmm.
Duly noted, you know. And go ahead.
And sadly, she married an alcoholic.
And sadly, I married an alcoholic and dated another one for many years, you know, because that story was still playing in my mind that this is what I was going to do. It was already written in my life plan, in my roadmap, that I would marry an alcoholic because I got my shirt wet every time. I got my clothes wet every time I washed dishes.
As a child.
And those are beliefs that we have to learn to break ourselves away from. Otherwise, we will never reach our potential in life. We will never meet the right person. We will never find ourselves in the right career because we will never put ourselves in the right mindset. And your words are what shape your life. I strongly believe that.
Well, for those that are on the spiritual side of things, even in the Bible, what is this? Oh, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right.
And you can translate that however you want to. Take it literally or figuratively. But if you're going to have a bad day, for example, let's say you wake up and you stub your toe when you get out of bed and you just think, ah, crap, this is going to be a horrible day. You've set the tone for an entire day, for a full 16 hours ahead of you, that everything is going to be bad because in 1 second you just stubbed your toe.
Exactly.
Versus being like, oh crap, that hurt, but my toe's not broken and I'm good and I'm moving on, you know, quick reset.
Exactly. Yeah. Which brings me to why I always tell people when we first start coaching together and the first meeting, a meet and greet, and getting to know each other and understanding if we are a good partner for each other, because I do believe coaching is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of my coaching, I like for people to keep a pen, not a pencil, but a pen and a writing pad next to their bed. So when they wake up in the morning, they can dump all of that, whatever's on their mind, onto that paper. So when they step out of bed, they step out of bed with a clear mind. And also just do... give some gratitude for waking up in the morning, being thankful for the day ahead, grateful for all the good things that are coming. So when you stump your toe, you're like, that's okay. It's still going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day, which brings me to the thought of the segment is going to be called the morning dump. So take that how you want. But it's all about the mental dump, letting things go. You know, and starting your day. You ever like fallen asleep with so much crap on your mind that you don't sleep? And then you wake up and then you go about your day and it's still carrying on. Getting up and writing things out and kind of taking that mental note of like, what the heck is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That's that morning dump, you know, letting it go, writing it
down. Releasing it right thing and first thing in the morning, because you're carrying it around with you, like Candace said, like a monkey on your back.
I didn't say anything but a monkey.
You didn't say anything, but I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're walking around with that monkey on your back, and you're wondering, why am I having such a bad day?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That monkey.
That monkey.
Mm-hmm. Just it's a horrible monkey. But yeah, no, it's it's one of those things. And I mean, ever since I was a kid, my mom has coached plenty of her friends, whether it be in the aspect of relationships or work, or helping people find jobs, or just providing advice and ideas. I mean, she kind of feels like the Angie's List of like people or Google. And I was very happy whenever she decided that she was going to take this wealth of knowledge that was just ingrained in her naturally and just put some certifications and some outfits behind her name to, you know, solidify and show that she's done the work. There are a lot of people out there that are coaches that go on like Udemy and pay 10 bucks for a course and call themselves a coach. But she has done a lot of work when it comes to understanding different coaching techniques and understanding, and it starts with her. She had to kind of coach herself from the inside out to really better understand how to even help other people efficiently. And so now I think like half the time when her phone rings, it's somebody like, "Hey coach, I need help." And I'm like, "Can they just call you as a friend?"
Right, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I kept questioning myself, like, what's wrong with me? You know, I don't want to say I was in a fixed mindset, because a lot of people always have come to me with their own issues, concerns, problems, however you want to identify it. And I can be just as positive towards them and give them, you know, a better outlook on things. But then when it came to me, I couldn't see that better outlook for myself. And then I really had to come to an understanding that I needed help in the area of personal development. Mm-hmm. But I also needed help when it came to codependency. And I had no idea what that was. And how I found that out was through a coach. Mm-hmm. I was listening to a woman who was a therapist, and she became a coach. And I just started listening to her, I don't know if it was a YouTube channel or podcast, or I think it was a podcast. And I just reached out to her, and she became my coach. But at the beginning of it, because I was carrying so much on me, I had to start on the therapy side of it before I could get to the coaching side of it. Mm-hmm. Because you have to release a lot of things first. Depends on how much your house is packed in. Mm. Mm. It's like an abandoned home. And you call yourself running away, but you've left everything in the house. And the house over time has just collected.
Hoarded.
Yes. It's just collected so much dirt and dust and clutter.
This is why I don't eat people's food in their house at potlucks.
That's a whole nother story.
That is, but it just makes me think, this is why I do not eat people's food from potlucks. I'm like, I'm gonna diet today. So
I had to learn how to unpack this house.
Yeah.
And we're talking... Wow. I think it was like 2012 is when I started listening to the spiritual side of things. Even though I was going to church and stuff like that, there was another level that I needed to go to, mm-hmm, spiritually. And then I think it was around 2016 when I reached out to this coach, and this person became my coach and taught me about unpacking my house. And it was horrible. It was a horrible process to have to go through. But once you start unpacking and relieving things and letting things go, and you want to maintain, you know, this process, keep this process going, then you can start coaching, getting you a coach, you know, to help you continue on this path of healing and restoring and reconnecting to your identity, your true identity.
Mm, which we will definitely be touching on: identity, the universal laws, manifestation techniques,
visualizations.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Honestly, y'all, I was like the test subject of her coaching classes, because she had to have students, and what better person than the one that lived, you know, four doors down, me. And it was really beneficial for me because honestly, I'd say my progress has been absolutely amazing when it comes to how I've been able to change and manifest and steer my life in a different way, starting with the way I thought and spoke about myself.
Yeah. And how you let go of those old lies that people had mm-hmm. tried to instill in you about being that single girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That they could depend on. Just my little friend and her little
apartment. With her little dog.
And her little dog. Yeah.
And her little blue car.
So, right.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things. I had a ton of friends that just, I was just the friend that was just single. They all got to be married. They all got to start having their families. But everybody wanted me to just stay in this one little place, in this tiny one-bedroom apartment with my little tiny Chihuahua dog and my little tiny blue Toyota Corolla. And that's where everybody saw me, and that's where they were content with me being. They had clipped my wings, essentially, as friends, when I was trying to do and be more. And they were constantly telling me, no, you don't need to do anymore. You're good where you're at. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have two friends. So, you know, and sometimes that's just what you have to do in order for you to, like, to grow.
Yeah.
You have to unpack certain things. You have to unpack things in the workplace. I had people tell me, like, I was going to be stuck in a job that I did not enjoy, making very little money. And I worked with my mom and we unpacked, what does it take to get from point A to point B? And where do we go from B to get to Z? You know, and those are the key things. These are things we're going to touch on and we're going to work on, and it'll be broken down. Like, this segment is really all about the intro, you know, getting to know my mom. And of course, if you listen to my podcast, you know who I am. And if you follow me on LinkedIn, you got an idea there as well. But just an introduction, because the morning dump is something that we are going to work towards posting every day. And we welcome questions and we welcome topics, because the goal is for us to be able to put out good energy for all the folks that are out there that are listening, because right now things are a mess. World is a mess.
The world is on fire.
On fire. It's like the little meme with the dog that's sitting at his desk. It's like, I'm okay. I'm fine. Everything's fine, you know? But there's just too much going on. And this is a safe space and a happy place. Yeah. And the goal is to just put and emit high energy and good vibrations for y'all. So stay tuned. We have a lot more to come. We have a lot to say. We have a lot of great advice, sage advice to give.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this dynamic duo with my mom.
Hopefully I'll do you some justice.
I think you'll do all right. So, forgive any, like, hard breathing or coughing, etc. We're getting over COVID. Got the whole family sick. So, oops. But we're good. We're on the fence. We're on the mend. Yeah. So, thanks for tuning in. Continue to check us out. I'll be posting on LinkedIn. We're also on Spotify and pretty much any place that has a podcast available. Ciao.
Thank you all for listening in. See you next time.
Next time.